This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The situation with Ja Morant, what's the old saying? When you reach the fork in the road, take it. Feels like this is a fork in the road for the young man. And, you know, there's been a lot of blame to go around. Well, what about his dad? His dad is always there. His dad's looking like Usher trying to sit on the court and, you know, he's getting in a static with Shannon Sharp and all this stuff. Look, I'm not about to pull the you know, stop being a friend, be more of a father, because I don't know. I've never seen the two of them in person or in private or how they act. I don't know. I know that John Morant's old enough. When you're a 23-year-old man who is on the verge of making a $250 million contract and becoming one of the faces of an entire sport, it's on you, chump. I mean, that's seriously. Like, it's time for you to grow up. And it's not about your friends, and it's not about the group that you're running with. And if it is, you got to start saying goodbye to people who are holding you back and dragging you down. It's like Ja Morant decided he wanted to go ahead and tick off every single check mark that the most racist Southerner black NBA player stereotype could possibly imagine. And I don't know why he's doing it. I don't know what the there is for him. I like, what is worth more to you now? This cool image you're trying to create that doesn't align with reality? Or an actual chance to make $250 million? Like, the $250 million path is a lot cooler than the I might be tough guy path. At least it is in my mind. I don't know how you check the boxes.
Well, I'm loath to imagine why you would make the choices he's making, whether there's money as the alternative or not, because it's a dangerous place to be. Never mind future earnings. It's just, don't pack heat. You know, don't hang with people who encourage you to pack heat. You know, don't get into situations where you're beating up kids because they annoyed you in a pickup game. I mean, never mind the money, the need for adjustment, however it comes, is already there. Because even if there isn't money, the alternative is, you know, maybe you end up on the wrong end of one. So, you know, however his motivation is running, I don't think he's making logical choices. I think it's a choice that, frankly, has been floating around in his head and seems like a better option than anything else, let alone the money. And I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody who can make the justification that, yeah, that's the way you want to go.
It just it is devoid of any. Forget about like the concept of critical thinking. How about thinking about it for just 5 seconds? If you thought about it for 5 seconds, it's a bad idea. The sequence of events that this man has completely unleashed by himself, his own choices on his own. And then to get back to the whole concept of, well, be a good teammate. He's not exactly being that right now either. You know, you're suspended. And suspended 2 games is one way to look at it. No timetable for return is a total other way to look at it. As we just said before we went to commercial break, precedent or not, Gilbert Arenas got 50 games when his name became associated with handguns. Right now, John Morant's name is becoming associated with handguns. And if at any point in time the NBA learns that those handguns were on a team plane or in a team locker room, and there is nothing but planes and locker rooms right now in Ja's reality because they're on a road trip. So if the NBA really wants to get to the bottom of this, it might be a while before we see this guy play. And just from a selfish basketball standpoint, I want to watch him play. I love watching him play. He's an incredible entertainer with a basketball in his hand. I want this to work out. I want him to realize that this whole concept of wanting to look like you have a burgeoning career in the drug trade is not nearly as cool as becoming a face of a global sport. And you're on that path too. So again, you can either go back to the worst, most applied by racist stereotypes of a young black man that you could create, or you could go on to become a global icon who is adored by hundreds of millions of people who really love the way you play basketball. Like, that's a path you should probably take. It's the one I would suggest anyways. And this whole, like, he needs a vet in his locker room. Yeah, sure. What he needs to make is better choices. You know, you got a dad sitting courtside every day, every minute of your life. Why is your dad there all the time if not to give advice at some point in time? Son, put this down. Somebody says John Morant's crew is less intimidating than Ray Ratto's posse. You might be right. Ray's posse is made up of half-drunk, mostly out-of-work journalists who might throw a typewriter at you. Those things are heavy. John Morant, he and his friends have a laser pointer, which is, you know, the equivalent of a cat toy. Or maybe it's attached to a gun and they really have hollow points. And if people believe that, you might be met with that. That's how conversations open up on the streets. They don't, oh, do you have your gun tonight? I was told you're strapped at all times. You want to get tough? Let's get tough. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Having a veteran on that team, though, or really any team, is always of use.
I'll trade you Andre Iguodala right now.
Well, I mean, the name that comes immediately to my mind is David West, because he served a number of functions when he was here, and in fact was always sort of that wiser head. And I think there are times when hearing it from a peer who's been through, you know, the NBA wars the way David West was, that'll resonate in a way that other conversations don't seem to. And maybe it won't. I don't know. But it would enhance your chances. And frankly, when you're talking about margins like this, anything that enhances your chances of avoiding a horrible end is well worth taking. So maybe it is that Memphis needs to figure out a way to have some sort of gravitational pull on that roster, because it's not Taylor Jenkins that's getting that done. It's not Steven Adams. I mean, and again, maybe John Morant is in a whole different place where listening to advice is not part of his deal, but he's reaching a place where decisions have to be made.
Well, here's the deal. If listening to advice is just something you don't do, then giving you $250 million to be the face of this franchise is going to have to be something I don't do.
Oh, no, there's no question that this is, I'm not going to say cry for help because that's too trite, but this is a cry for action. And either he's going to take it or somebody's going to take it for him in any number of different ways.
It feels like this is something that Memphis needed to be a lot more all over before it got this far out in the public domain. And if anyone wants to sort of say what I know that it's been kind of aggregated and passed around Stephen A. Smith during the halftime, or was it pregame of the Lakers-Warriors game, was talking about the John Morant situation. And he basically said, look, the NBA is full of former cops who are team security, who are former FBI, who are former CIA, who investigate, who know police in every single NBA city, who absolutely are keeping a dossier in the whereabouts, not only on a player, but on players' associates. If there is an element of truth to that, which I completely believe there is, Memphis has got to get in front of something like this before John Morant is on Instagram saying, come get these hollow points, which if you think about it is ridiculous. John Morant has lived a lifestyle since coming into the NBA flush with cash that he's been enjoying. He lives the kind of a lifestyle that is more parallel with a rich old lady sitting in a rotting Pacific Heights mansion than it is a kid sitting in Hunters Point. Okay, John Morant is more like a woman who has inherited her wealth through generations at this point in his life than he is like a kid coming from the hood in the hardscrabble streets of whatever. He has been well cared for, well insulated, well protected, and every single amenity or luxury that you could even imagine has been at his fingertips for years now. And maybe that's what's messing with his head. Maybe he's thinking, "Oh no! I can't move." Or would Van Lathan have a very funny video where he's like, "Come over to the corny side. It's great over here. You get to leave your house every morning, walk your dog, wave your neighbors. There's no RICO case against you. No one's tracking your friends over on the corny side. It was great. By the way, no one's tracking your friends in the 4 o'clock hour. Welcome everyone."
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on Twitch, YouTube, and the free Odyssey app. Damn well better be free.
Someone's like, you didn't even come from the streets, and that's the whole issue. Yeah, I saw a mashup with all the John Morant news in the end of 8 Mile, where it's Eminem saying, you know, this is Clarence, and Clarence came from a real good marriage, private school, and all this stuff. It was a great little mashup. It was a funny video. But maybe that's what's messing with John Morant. John Morant is like rejecting this, hey, I might have my act together image. So I need to muddle it up. I don't understand it. I just can't even relate to it.
No, and it's almost not important who relates to it anymore. It's about him saving himself from whatever demons have taken him to where he is now.
What's crazy is he's saved. He's like, it's already happened. Like, all you got to do is not fall backwards into the pool.
No, but if he's behaving as he has been of late, then he's not saved, and he needs saving. And he's going to have to be part of that. I don't know how much the NBA is going to tackle this. I don't know how much Memphis is going to tackle it. I don't know how much law enforcement's going to tackle it. You know, but one way or another, he's got to come out of this with this episode in his rearview mirror. Otherwise, it's never going to go away.
I know whose fault it is. It's Dylan Brooks. If anything goes wrong with the Grizzlies, just blame Dylan Brooks, right?
Somehow, I'm going to let that one pass.
Well, I mean, we had Tim Kuen on Friday to talk about Dylan Brooks and him wanting to be a villain. I guess Ja's taking that just a scotch too far these days. Again, I think he's an incredibly electric, imaginative, entertaining player. There's no reason for any of this to be happening. And as soon as he realizes that, the easier his life gets. And hopefully he can come back and play again. But I don't think we've heard the last of this. Because if this is guns in a locker room, and given the fact this has all come on a road trip, where the hell are they? What is he stashing them? You telling me that John Morant is stashing his guns in a car outside of the stadium before he goes inside the stadium? Or he's leaving them behind the wheel of the third dumpster over there? There's just no way. If he's got him on him, he's got him on him. And if he's got him on him in an NBA locker room, he's in a world of trouble. If the NBA can find out and prove that he's been doing that. So it is something to keep an eye on for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.